And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Yes, I was a weak-gutted dog. I did. In my uncle's newsagent, I would open all the packs.
Can't believe
I would
you
take
did
out
that.
The cards I want. I sometimes put in doubles back in. I touch the gum and I glued it
Perkins.
Back up with Perkins paste.
Yeah, that's your new nickname, Perkins.
David
I can't
Riccio.
Believe you publicly told people that.
That's the Daily Telegraph story. That's the lead.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Absolutely. I was just taking notes. Good morning, Bichet. Good morning, Vossi.
Morning.
Imagine going to Silverwater for that. What are you in for? Breaking into. What are you in for? Well, I used to get the footy cards out of the pack and glue them back up with Perkins paste.
Sad.
Yeah, me and Eddie O'Bead sitting there. Anyway, David, we've got some news, have we? Something?
Look, guys, it's going to be interesting to see how... Yeah, we've seen very much an unprecedented situation unfold with Ricky Stewart and the suspension handed down by the NRL. I alluded to this on Monday, guys, in relation to the NRL has been considering this form of disciplinary action against coaches for some time now. And I feel as though, you know, now that this has been handed down, we might see the NRL not so afraid, but not so apprehensive to hand it down in the future because they were seriously considering it on another coach earlier this year. For comments he made post-match. I think now that it's been handed out, I honestly believe we'll start to see it become part of normal disciplinary action. And what we'll get, Vossi and Bichot, is commentary and opinion around whether this coach should be stood down for a week after what he said after a match.
Yeah.
We're going to have, I think it's opened a Pandora's box as far as commentary now from fans and broadcasters and commentators talking about whether, using an example, Desi, don't get angry, Des Hasler, should be stood down for a week because of what he said post-match.
Interesting. Very interesting. Poor old West Tigers, Dave, a twist in the Isaiah Papali'i story this morning.
Yeah, look. We know this one's been bubbling along probably since July. Isaiah Papali'i, cold feet to go to the West Tigers. I don't think this is going to be clarified anytime soon, guys. I honestly don't. I can see Isaiah wanting to play through the final series with Parramatta. And as he's already indicated, make a call later this year. Now, that's an issue for me. If I'm a West Tigers fan, if I'm in West Tigers management, and particularly salary cap, roster management. Because when I've got Isaiah Papali'i's money sitting in the cap at around 600, I'm starting to think, well, if this guy's not going to give us everything that we need come November, I may as well just go and spend that money, or at least attempt to spend that money now, while the market still has significant players on the market.
Yep.
I think the Tigers need to dictate their own narrative here.
Yeah, I agree.
In some sense. Because by November, it's going to be too late as far as quality players on the market is concerned.
100%. 100%. Do you share my cynicism that, if it's true the Warriors are now in the picture, that an approach come before the compassionate grounds card is played? What if the Warriors have no room for him, but no compassionate grounds want to go back to New Zealand? What if the Warriors don't want him? Where's he going to play? I'm a cynic. I can't go.
Look, I'll tell you this. The problem is for Isaiah is there's no wiggle room in his current contract to get out of the West Tigers. There's nothing. There's no real reason other than the fact that he signed under Michael Maguire and was hoping to be coached by Michael Maguire. Now that's not going to happen. Under the terms of a contract, you can't get out of a contract because the coach has changed. However, you can get out of a contract on the grounds of compassionate grounds, personal reasons. And the only reason the Warriors would come into play is because Isaiah says, look, I need to get back to New Zealand for family reasons. And then there would be wiggle room in the contract. I think the Warriors are throwing a Hail Mary. I really do.
Yeah.
They're throwing a Hail Mary and hoping that that's a possibility. when the truth of the matter is, he simply wants to stay at Parramatta and get out of the West Tigers deal. That's the cut and shot.
I go back to your original point. If I'm the West Tigers, I don't want a bloke who's going to stand in front of the media and you know, fans and be non-committal. I think it's up to the Tigers to take a stance here.
Yeah, one of our listeners says, David, Warriors have leaked players on compassionate grounds for the last 3 years. Can't it go both ways? That, Vossie, you know, and that's right. I said it'd just be, it's one back for the Warriors. Lodge, Aitken, Rob, all these people. So if that does eventuate, how can you hold a grudge against the Warriors? You've got some breaking news on Wade Graham this morning from the Sharks. Breaking news.
Yeah, significant. Yeah, look, it's interesting because Wade Graham's off contract down at the Sharks, and we know that he's had the history with the head knocks he had, and then suffered an ankle injury in a trial match. It kept him, it slowed his start to the season. He's been warming to his task, I believe, strongly. In the last few weeks, certainly last week against the Dragons, Wade Graham was shades of his former self. And I can tell you that he's very, very close to re-signing for at least another 12 months at the Cronulla Sharks. Now, that would take him to a 16th NRL season. I've spoken to Wade about this next phase of his career, and as I said, I expect him to re-sign at the Sharks for another year. But then, guys, Wade is deeply interested in going into that coaching sphere. Now, if you break that down, you know, when you're making your debut at the age of 17, I think you're wired a bit differently to most rugby league players. Like you certainly see the game differently. You play the game differently. You're certainly a talented individual to be making a debut at the age of 17, and that has stayed with Wade. I understand he's, you know, Craig Fitzgibbon calls him like a second coach on the field at the moment, and I wouldn't be shocked, guys. I wouldn't be shocked to see with the new NRLW Sharks team coming in next year, that might be a stepping stone for Wade to commence that coaching process.
There we go. Good mail there. Now, just a couple of texts to finish for you, David. Let me throw these at you. Yeah. Blake says, morning, Vossie and Michelle. Can you ask David Riccio, is there a gig he won't pass up? Apart from appearing on your show, I've seen him or heard him on the Sunday Footy Show, NRL 360, radio stations, Matty John Show on Friday. He is everywhere at the moment.
A wanted fair man.
Chasing the dollar? Yeah, just...
I'm just trying to put the kids through school, Vossie and Bishop.
Share the love.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
wrong with that? Giving a bit Eddie of yourself for everybody?
I would like to say to the caller, in this industry, I could be gone tomorrow.
Right. And this one for the Black Stump Peel. David, you do appreciate the text line could be a nasty place. Can I ask you that? You do.
Yeah, absolutely. That? Yeah, okay. Let's bring it on.
All right. Then if David Riccio and Michael Carayannis keep going on 360, is there any chance they can shift the camera angle away from behind them? The glare off the Devon doesn't translate well at home, not the big screen. Can there be something done about that when they take the camera around the back?
I'm in the seat that carries the aerial shot. The what's that camera?
The jib camera.
Oh, it's terrible. I'm with you, mate. I'm with you there.
David, you do know you can get paint for the scalp. You can get paint for the hair.
I was going to say, most of us seem to have a little powder. So anytime you know, on the road, I might give you a lend of mine.
Yeah, powder. Yeah. No, there's nothing you can do, Bichot, to be honest. Look,
Pretty sure Carl Stefanovic paints his hair. Pretty sure he gets the spray can out and paints it. So you can do it.
I might just whack some headgear on.
Headgear, that'd be nice. David, thanks for the cross and the news and the story on Wade Graham. Very interesting indeed. David Riccio, one of the best in the business, and we're lucky to have him on our program. We'll follow your stories on the Telegraph website today.
Thank you,
guys. Go well.
22 after 7. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.